I knew that just as I had to make a decision on Jesus, I'd have to make a decision on what church I'd go to. What brand of Christianity or pseudo-Christianity do I buy into? And I knew that the main question had to be, what do their teachings say about Jesus? So let's look at a number of religions that are similar to or claim to be in some way or another Christian. The one that intrigued me the most was Mormonism. As I began to study Mormonism, I realized that their founder, Joseph Smith, was one who would accompany his father on treasure hunting expeditions and was even fond of the occult and divining and fortune telling by peepstones. And the fantastic story of how the angel came and the golden plates and on would be conveyed to me. And this Book of Mormon, which resulted, is a cornerstone of their faith, along with other books, the Book of Abraham, the Pearl of Great Price, and the Doctrines and Covenants. And the Book of Mormon is considered to be superior to the Bible, and that in actual practice, whenever the Bible contradicts the Book of Mormon, the Mormons will say that their Book of Mormon is to be the final authority. And they do teach that Jesus is Satan's or Lucifer's brother. They have a confusion of the whole nature of God, whether he was human or man, especially based on the sentence that is core to that. And it goes like this: as man is, God once was. As God is, man may become. So God was once like a man, and we can become God or like a God, including having your own planet and spirit babies. We've found that this is, in all likelihood, scientifically impossible. But more to the point, I found that the Book of Mormon had, in its text, had been changed over 2,100 times. Actual changes, not fixing of grammar or anything, but actual changes to that book. Things that are often covered up for Mormon believers even today. I also found that there was no archaeological evidence whatsoever for the Nephite civilization that they claimed inhabited North and South America, which is fundamental to their belief in the Book of Mormon. With dozens of doctrines and beliefs and practices that contradicted the Bible, and there's too many to go into here, and I'd encourage you to study them on your own, I finally had to say that these are really nice people, but no thanks. You maybe had a Jehovah's Witness knock on your door. Besides refusal to celebrate any holiday or sing the national anthem, the Jehovah's Witnesses have made false prophecies of Christ's return, saying he would return to earth in a second coming in 1914, 1918, 1920, 1925, 1941, and as recently as 1975, and each time Jesus did not show up. They also deny hell and the existence of the Trinity, saying that God needs to be more understandable to us. Well, if he were more understandable to us, it would be a sign that he's probably not God. Their New World Translation, their version of the Bible, deliberately mistranslates key passages related to the nature and the deity of Christ. I examined the original Greek myself to compare these in the original languages. The New World Translation, for example, mistranslates John chapter 1, verse 1, that says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God," identifying Jesus as God in the pre-creation state before he was incarnated on earth. The New World Translation writes that the Word was a God, and I found that this was a deliberate insertion in there. That New World Translation was done by five individuals, none of whom had any biblical scholarship. They equate Jesus with the archangel Michael. Jesus was not God, and he was a created being. And the Bible clearly distinguishes Jesus from Michael as being two separate beings, and clearly, repeatedly, throughout the New Testament, describes Jesus as being the Son of God, sent by God, one with God, and equal with God. I had to conclude again, these are nice people, but no thanks. There are so many other religions. Let me just look at a few of the main historical ones. I looked into Christian Science, which ironically, is neither Christian nor scientific. We can see the teachings there, particularly as they come out of their founder, Mary Baker Eddy, who had declared that sin, illness, and disease are illusions of the mind and to be corrected with right thinking. And she proclaimed, like so many others as that went before her, that her teachings were God's final revelation. That's a fairly common thing that we find, especially in among Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons as well. Christian Science teaches that man did not fall in sin. Death is an illusion. Angels are just God's thoughts. Genesis 2 is a lie. The virgin birth was a spiritual idea. The Trinity is pagan. Evil and sin are imaginary. Disease can be removed by right thinking. Jesus was not God. Heaven is a state of mind. Hell doesn't exist. And thus prayer to forgive sin is pointless because Jesus did not die and his resurrection was spiritual, not physical. And thus the blood of Christ is not effective for the forgiveness of sins. There are many of these teachings that similarly have developed in many other religions that now surround us. If you look into some of those, you'll see many of those commonalities. We also have what are called liberal churches. They use the Bible, they call themselves Christians, they may go by denominational names that are familiar to us. Commonly, you'll find in some of these churches that they will preach peace and being good and living a good life and God is loving and good to us. But I found in these so-called liberal churches that they seem to be almost embarrassed about Jesus. There's a watering down of his teachings, which were sometimes kind of hard to take. There's a watering down of his miracles with the disbelief that they actually happened. There's a watering down on his claim to lordship because it may seem too restrictive or offensive to people who want to believe in other things. And an open embracing of many religions and not even saying that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And I found out that many of these liberal churches didn't really believe what they supposedly believed. So altogether, besides being fairly boring, I found out that liberal Christianity is in fact dishonest with what it claims to believe. Now, if we're going to go to biblical Christianity, which way do we go, Catholic or Protestant? Well, I'm not here to talk a lot about Catholics, but let me be overly simple. The most fundamental difference between a Catholic and a Protestant, with all the stuff, all the rituals, all the teachings, all the history, all of that, it all comes down to one core essential difference, and that is that Catholics base their faith and practice on the Bible and on church tradition, that is, the things that have gone on and been accepted through the history of the church, and it is a long history. Whereas Protestants do not base beliefs and practice on their traditions, but only on the Bible. So the Catholics are using the Bible and traditions. The Protestants use the Bible only. Now, that's not to say that Protestants don't do a lot with their own traditions. They certainly have them. But this is an issue of core beliefs and practices. And therefore, the Catholic Church has popes and saints and monastic orders and all sorts of rituals and sacraments that we do not find in the Protestant Church because many of these come out of the Church's historical tradition, not out of the Bible. And that's not to say that they're evil or wrong or bad. These are just additional things. So you'd have to make your choice in following Jesus, whether you want to do so just on the Bible or whether you want to do so with all of the additional things of that church history, which may seem to you like a lot of extra baggage, as it does to some, but you can be a Christian and a Catholic at the same time, and I know many Catholic Christians, but it includes being part of this tremendously hierarchical and huge organization. So you'll have to take your choice on that. One thing I haven't mentioned, and I'll just mention briefly, is Judaism, the whole foundation of the Christian Church. Judaism has a wonderful and rich heritage. It's out of which we get our entire Old Testament, which they call the Bible. But I became convinced as I read the Old Testament that Jesus is the surprise fulfillment of what they had prophesied and longed for. There's so many prophecies of the Christ throughout the Old Testament, from beginning to end, from his birth to his life to his death to his resurrection to his coming again, that I could hardly say anything but that Jesus really was a fulfillment of the Jews' longed for Messiah, except they longed for what Jesus is coming back for a second time, the glorious return in the second coming. They expected that the first time around. They did not expect the suffering servant who died on the cross that Jesus was. And yet, that it's also has plenty of prophecies throughout the Old Testament. So let's look a little bit closer at this man called Jesus.